Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Ryan Christensen. Batting third. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Blowers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Scott Spezia. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting ninth. The catcher, AJ Hinch. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tom Candiotti. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Chris Latham. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eric Milton. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive beyond third. Coomer can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi strikes out. 1 out. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Christensen. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Walker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Grieve. Mears reaches second base with a double. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mears moves to third. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mears tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hinch and he is safe. Walker steals second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova hits a line drive towards third. Blowers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blowers strikes out. 1 out. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grieve strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Spezio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Wiedesick now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Latham takes first base on 4. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mears takes first base on 4. Latham moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tejada hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. A.J. Hinch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hinch strikes out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on 4. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Henderson. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Christensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christensen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stairs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stairs takes first base on 4. Giambi moves to second. Mike Blowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Blowers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ortiz settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Ortiz. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Blowers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giambi scores. Stairs moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. Grieve hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ortiz is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coomer strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a pop-up beyond third. Coomer can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hinch is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinch hits a pop-up towards first. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Latham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Latham strikes out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spezio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Christensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Christensen hits a fly ball into center field. Latham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stairs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stairs hits a pop-up towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blowers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz strikes out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grebe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebe is 0 for 2 in the game. Grebe takes first base on ball 4. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Spezio reaches second base with a double. Grebe moves to third. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tejada is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinch is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinch hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grebe tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Christensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Christensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Christensen hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Christensen reaches second base with a double. Spezio scores. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Giambi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Grebe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Latham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Latham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Miller now pitching. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stairs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blowers strikes out. Two outs. Ben Grebe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grebe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jason McDonald now playing right field. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lawton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Tejada, and into shallow left field. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Mark Halsamer now pitching. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for David Ortiz. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ochoa hits a line drive beyond short. Tejada can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Tim Worrell now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Denny Hocking now playing third base. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spezio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spezio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada strikes out. 1 out. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hinch is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hinch strikes out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Corey Koski pinch hits for Chris Latham. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Taylor now pitching. Brent Gates pinch hits for Pat Mears. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Lawton now playing center field. Ron Coomer now playing right field. Denny Hocking now playing shortstop. Corey Koski now playing third base. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Christensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-4 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into right field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. A.J. Pierzynski pinch hits for Denny Hocking. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.